Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're going to talk about blood work, the blueprint to your health. And Dr. Prather, why call it the blueprint to your health? Why is it so important?
It gives us the basis of what's going on in your system. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're looking for any type of disease, blood work's the place to go. If someone's not feeling that great, blood work's the place to go. It shows the function of all the organs in the body, the hormones. You can even pick up vitamin and mineral deficiencies. The blood is the life of the body, and you can see how that life is going through the blood work, which is fantastic. So knowing what's going on in your system, you know, what is the questions that you have? So anytime somebody comes in and says, "Hey, doc, I got this symptom," you know, "What is it?" I said, you know, I sound like a broken record. Let's do blood work. If you're not feeling quite up to par, or, something strange has occurred, let's do blood work. You know, it's my answer to everything.
What about even for prevention?
Absolutely. Not only can you look at blood work to see what's going wrong, but you can indicate on there what could possibly go wrong. So there is, you know, what we are all about is what's called structure function care. You know, and structure function care is all about homeostasis. And homeostasis is the balance in the body. And blood work is one of the most important ways of finding out to see how that balance is going.
So how does disease care, we talk a lot about disease care and structure function care here at the Prather Practice. We do structure function care. But how do the disease care model and the structure function care model differ in their interpretation of blood work?
That is a real good point, because I have a lot of people who I say, "Well, you know, I need to get some blood work on you." And they say, "Oh, I have been to 5 different doctors. Every one of them has done blood work on me. And everybody says that everything's normal. And I still feel terrible, so I don't have a whole lot of confidence in blood work." So I tell them, bring in your blood work, let me take a look at it, and let me look it over and see if I can see something different. And so they reluctantly do. I look it over, talk to them about it, and I find about 6 things wrong on them. And they're like, "Well, why didn't, you know," they can even look at the blood work and see where the blood work is saying that there's some abnormals going on. I said, "Well, why wasn't this, talk to me about it." You know, why wasn't that brought up? I'm frustrated. You know, I'm sick, not feeling great, and I'm not getting any answers. And you are, after, you're my 6th doctor, and now I'm finally getting some answers. Why is that? Well, I tell them that's not those doctors' fault. They are involved in disease care, and you can find diseases in blood work, which is what they're looking for, because they can't, you know, they deal with diseases. They don't deal with the functionality of the body. If the body's not functioning right, that's not their area of expertise. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to balance it out. That's not their concern. So I, on the other hand, say blood work needs to be in this range, even though it's not a disease, that can be corrected and make you feel a whole lot better. So we are looking at things in a much more fine-tuned way. We have a medical doctor who works for us at this office, and he is absolutely amazed at, you know, sitting down and he had brought some patients in that he had been seeing for 15 years when he came to work for us, and brought them into our office and checked them out. And he had been managing their cases, but they hadn't really been getting better. And I sit there and I said, "Well, you know, we've got some kidney function that's not up to par. We have liver function not up to par. You know, there are some endocrine system issues in here. The pancreas isn't working correctly." And I show him on the blood work where that says that, and he goes, "Oh, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I was looking for disease processes. Mm-hmm. I wasn't looking for functionality of the body. We get those functions balanced out by different means, and then we redo the blood test, and things are back where they should be, and the person's fixed. Mm-hmm. You know, they're able to then start to
it
go
makes
off.
Total sense.
Then mm-hmm. they're able to go off a lot of the pharmaceuticals that they were on to manage their symptoms. Mm-hmm. And we can get things turned around. So, you know, our training is completely different as a functional doctor, structure function doctor, than it is as a disease care doctor. I personally, if we have diseases that are going on, mm-hmm. I refer to the specialists who also treat the diseases until we can get the function back up to par. So there's a synergy there. Mm-hmm. The two aren't really opposed to each other.
Right.
We should be working together because we do not treat diseases mm-hmm. here at the Prather practice. Structure Function Office does not treat diseases. Mm-hmm. Diseases are a set of symptoms, and pharmaceuticals is how you treat diseases because you get the symptoms under control. But that still doesn't fix the underlying problem. We are looking for the cause. We are looking for the balancing back into the system. When the system gets back balanced, we are health doctors. Mm. So we improve the health of the patient. Disease doctors help with the symptomatology of the patient.
We need more structure function.
Well,
people don't even know that term. We've been talking about that term for a while.
Sure.
The FDA is... who uses that term, disease care, structure,
sure.
function care.
The FDA is a very smart group of people. Mm-hmm. They have two different means of approaching any type of a healthcare product. They identify it either as a structure function mm-hmm. Product or as a disease care product. They have two different paths of approval along those lines. And, you know, the FDA, everybody pretty much acknowledges, all the experts, that a good split on the healthcare model would be 80% structure function, 20% disease care. Mm-hmm. And right now we don't have that split correct. So much of the effort is spent on disease care that really doesn't improve the health or the outcome of what's going on with the patient. Mm-hmm. They're very good at helping out with the symptomatology, but they don't really make the corrections that are necessary that you can with structure function care. So what we're trying to do is promote the structure function care and get that out there, and that become the basis of the healthcare system of America.
I'm just thinking the healthcare cost would go down. I mean, unbelievably.
Yes,
if that's...
Yeah,
our focus.
There's a very good model that has already been done. It's already been done in Chicago, where they used a test group of 60,000 people, and over 10 years they found a 60% cost savings. Mm-hmm. They found 85% improvement in the health of the individuals by measurements of hospital stays and deaths and adverse conditions. They found a much higher approval rating and, you know, satisfaction rating. And, you know, it's just very hard to argue with the model. The whole problem is getting that structure function model out there and getting that, you know, known to everyone.
Because, you know, we see structure, some offices that just focus on structure and some just function. What we do here at the Prather practice is both, because you need to do both structural and function.
And they tried the functional to see if that would work. Mm-hmm. And the structure function has to be together to make the kind of savings that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So it's not just functional medicine, it's not just structural medicine, but we really need to combine the two to get the results that we need.
Makes total sense. Well, who does more blood work, disease care or structure function care?
And that's one of the things that people come in is, well, I've had a lot, very thorough blood tests from my general practitioner or from whoever they were going to, and we get them in and we say, well, you know, we add a lot of stuff. They say, mm-hmm. wow, you really do a lot of blood tests.
Well, they call it the Prather profile. The lab does.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very thorough blood test. We really look at it as what they would consider an executive level of blood tests. You know, we do the same amount of a panel that the president gets. Because, you know, the more information that we have, the better we can do. Mm-hmm. Whereas with the disease care model, what you're looking for is enough information to provide a diagnosis. And then once you have a diagnosis, then you're kind of done. Mm-hmm. You know, and so they're looking actually more of a minimalist type of blood test to try to target it in. Mm-hmm. Whereas we cover everything because we're looking, because we consider the body a whole. We want to know what everything is doing, and the more information we have, the quicker our results. So functional medicine doctors do a tremendous amount more lab tests than disease care doctors. And we do more repetitive blood tests because we're looking to see about the changes. Whereas the disease care model is a symptom-based model. And as a symptom-based model, they are looking for a change in the symptoms, not necessarily a change in the blood work.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. I like that, the executive. Can I have the executive blood work?
Because everyone's important.
Right. Just as important as the president. So when we come back, more on blood work, the blueprint to your health.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, the Prather Practice now offers counseling services. Why did you decide to add that to your practice?
It's something that I always knew was necessary, was looking forward to the right person coming in. You know, if you have an illness going on, that can be very emotionally devastating. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the emotions and some of the things that happen to us can actually lead to some of the health conditions that people experience. We are more than just our spine. Mm-hmm. We are more than just our physiology. But also how we think has a huge effect on each one of those different aspects. And those things then also have an effect on our thinking. Mm-hmm. So incorporating the whole aspect of counseling into the office is just a very natural outgrowth in us becoming an integrated and a total holistic type of a practice. Mm-hmm. So this was something that I, in my original thoughts 30 years ago of getting into my practice, having this aspect was a very important part of it. Mm-hmm. And we are now doing it. We are a holistic practice. Mm-hmm. And if you don't understand the emotional aspect, if you don't understand the patterns that we have, then you can't really get to the complete healing of the patient. Oftentimes we can get a release in the physical body and it creates some emotional tension. The emotional tension will cause tension within the body. So getting down to that root, and we have so many different types of layers that can start to accumulate. And we see the evidence of the issues in people's body that creates disease in them. The underlying problem can be an emotional issue, past experiences, past habits, and coping mechanisms that we can have. We see oftentimes people have an injury, and their whole body has kind of shifted to compensate for that injury. Mm-hmm. Same thing on an emotional type of level. People have had injuries and they've had compensations. And getting through those compensations to get to the injury is an ongoing type of process that a skilled counselor has to be able to find out, just like we do that on a physical level. And the physical and the emotional are very, very connected. As you can approach it from both angles, mm-hmm. I think we're going to get a far, far better results than we could separate.
Yeah, and I know we already are.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, today we're talking about blood work, the blueprint to your health. And Dr. Prather, I mentioned the Prather Profile is a blood work we do here at the Prather Practice. What is the Prather Profile and what does it include?
Well, when I first started to practice, I'd come up with a panel on blood work, because when I was going through the lab tests, you know, that they were offering me, the panels weren't thorough enough. Mm-hmm. There wasn't anything that I considered up to par. So I designed out a panel, and then I went to the labs and said, "Hey, could you bundle this and make it, you know, cheaper for my patients?" And that way I could just write down one panel instead of writing all the different blood tests out. Because this is the standard of what I would like to get. And they looked at it, and they took it to their group, and they said, "Well, we really like this panel, and we're more than glad to do this. Do you mind if we go on ahead and offer it to some of our other docs? Because I think they might be interested." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Sure, you know, I'd love to share this with, you know, whomever." What I didn't know is that they were going to call it the Prather Profile. They didn't tell me that until I saw it listed as one of their panels, because I thought they were just offering it to me. And so the Prather Profile is now in all the major national labs as one of the profiles that they offer. And matter of fact, I was talking to one doctor from California one time, and he says, "Are you the Prather of the Prather Profile?" Just by chance. And I said, "Well, wow. Yeah, I am." Uh-huh. He says, "I love that profile. It's everything that I want, and it just really answers, you know, I can really find out what's going on. And what I like about it is it covers anything that could be going wrong in the system. Now, you might have to do more blood tests to define it, but it really covers anything from A to Z that could be off. And so it gives you a good basis of where to start, and then you can branch out from there. It really leaves no stone untouched." So that's the history on the Prather Profile. It was a little embarrassing that they called it that, but you know, I'm glad that they're able to you know, share that with other docs, and other people can get benefit from it too. So it's something that has stayed with me the entire 35 years I've been practicing, and it's been very helpful to a lot of people. So
there is nothing wrong with having something named after you.
Yeah,
as long as it's good and helpful.
Yeah, and yeah, especially since I'm not the one who did it. So I think that would be a little egotistical, personally.
Well, how many hours of class time did you have in interpreting blood work?
Well, interestingly enough, you know, if you're going through medical school, you get 15 hours of interpretation of blood work.
That's it.
That's it. And I have 650 hours of class time that I took. And then, of course, I've taken many classes since
then. I remember, as your wife, you were going through that with her. We had three little ones. You'd go fly up to Minnesota,
yes.
Minneapolis. Once
and
a month.
Sit down, and we would take
2 years.
We'd take lectures and then take tests on the blood work to make sure that we understood it. You know, that type of thing is really what you need to do. And, you know, my nurse practitioners and MDs do come to me just to say, "Yeah, what do I do with this, you know, blood test?" You know, how do I interpret
they don't
it?
Have, how's it? Yeah, the same
that's,
training.
Right, that's not their area of expertise.
So how often should blood work be done?
Well, very good question. The insurance companies want really a blood test done once a year. The Center of Disease Control, World Health Organization recommends, family medicine, everybody recommends that minimum, a thorough, complete blood test is done on a once a year basis. And that is something that we recommend. And then, of course, any time that you have any type of symptoms that are coming up, it's just like I said. People come in, they have a question, what's going on? I said, let's do a blood test. So if you're starting to feel fatigued, any changes, I got this strange abdominal pain, I got a pain in my back, I got headaches that have just suddenly come on, that's a time to get some blood tests done. So minimum once a year, and then any time that you have anything odd happening that shouldn't be happening, then it's time for a blood test.
Mm-hmm. And I know for myself, I get at least 2 a year, you know, just to keep up with my health. And since I'm perimenopausal, it's important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I try to get blood work done about every 3 months is my goal.
Well, and let's talk about how you love giving blood. I'm gonna tell a secret about you.
Oh no! Tell the secret. What is it?
Well, you hate the idea of your life blood leaving your
yeah,
body.
Yeah. You mean? Well,
you usually have to lay down.
I don't hate it. I just turn kind of white or green.
And you're already pretty white.
Yeah.
You turn another shade.
So,
of white.
I relate to everyone who doesn't like having blood tests done.
Uh-huh.
And I tell them, I don't like having blood tests done. And I'm very proud to say they call that, just to make you feel better, the warrior reflex.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, make me feel better.
Well, me feel better.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know.
Why is it called the warrior reflex?
Yeah.
Warrior reflex?
Reflex, yeah. My blood donors used to call it the wimp reflex. And I actually read that it was called the warrior reflex, and I'm like, ooh, I like that much better than the wimp reflex.
All right. It's just your response to...
Well, yes. What happens is if, especially in men, mm-hmm. If they got cut on, like, let's say you had a cut along the arm,
mm-hmm.
the body will lower the blood pressure and start some process of so that you don't bleed out and die. So your blood pressure lowers, and that's why I turn white when blood's being drawn out of me, because the body thinks, well, you're in a fight, you got a big cut, I don't want you to bleed out.
Now so everybody's going to come in for their blood work.
And so it sits there and has a lowering of the blood pressure. That's why you get a little faint, you turn a little white.
Yeah,
it's a response in about 20% of males. Who have what they call the warrior gene. Now I'm kind of bragging a little bit. Well, I like it better than the wimp gene.
Yeah.
So that,
as long as you don't tackle the phlebotomist.
That's my explanation. I'm sticking to it.
And by the way, we have the best phlebotomists.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids. You know, if they have to have repeat blood work, they have no problem. She
right.
does an excellent job with them.
We have ways.
And even with you.
Even with me, I do really well. Matter uh-huh. of fact, I don't even know when she sticks it.
Right.
So, and it's not a whole lot of blood, let
right.
me tell you. It's just a little bit. It's not like it's going to cause you any problems.
I just had to bring that up.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Prather, can most disease be prevented if proper diagnoses are done?
Yes.
Or diagnostics, I mean.
Yes. The very nice thing about being trained in the functional medicine is we have a excellent idea. In other words, I can look at blood work and say, wow, you have a very high chance for cancer, or you have a very high chance for cardiovascular disease, the number one and number two killers.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if there are some indications for endocrine problems, or how to lose weight, I've had people who came in who said, I've tried everything, I've done this, I've done that, and I've probably done 20 different types of weight loss programs, I exercise, and I still can't lose weight. And we do a blood test on him, and I say, well, you're low on iron. And they said, well, yeah, I know that. And I said, you can't lose weight if you're if you're low on iron.
I know that, but, you know, we need to do something about it.
Right, we have to get your iron up, and then your weight loss is going to be successful. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, they don't detox their liver, you mm-hmm. know, which would keep a problem. And a toxic liver can also lead to cancer.
And you're saying about... What percentage of people walking in the door for the first time have a toxic liver?
Oh, it's easily 80%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where their liver's not functioning up to par. Kidneys. The function of your kidneys, one of the biggest indicators of how long you're going to live.
Mm.
So you can even measure, it's one of the markers for biological age. So not only can we say, you know, what it is that's causing your symptoms, but we can also predict what are your chances of getting the deadly diseases
mm-hmm.
and then change those factors. And then we can also look at that and how your general health can improve. And then we can also look at that and pretty well have a good idea on how long you're going to live.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can change those numbers and see life extension and just the feeling of being better. You know, oftentimes the whole process of aging is a process that can be reversed and prevented.
Right.
If you have the proper functionality of your body and knowing exactly how that works. And that's the biggest thing about blood work. We're not guessing mm-hmm. on what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We're not guessing on what treatment's going to work. We're not guessing on, you know, what are your risk factors. We know.
Mm-hmm.
Blood work helps you to know. And that is very reassuring for a patient.
Right.
You know. Right.
We have that blood for a reason.
You're talking about your lifeblood. There's a reason they call it your lifeblood.
Mm-hmm.
When we're looking at your blood, we're looking at your life. And as we change your blood, we change your life.
Mm. Nice. When we come back, more on blood work, the blueprint to your health.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
I think I'm lactose intolerant, though, because last night I had 4 milkshakes and I felt like crap. I think it's the lactose. If you are lactose intolerant, don't be ashamed just because your tummy can't handle that spicy milk. Do you have anything milder than milk? But not water, that gives me gas. Yeah. Trying to lay off dairy. I bought some of that country crock margarine. Didn't stick in the fridge right away. It turned into gasoline. That's got to be a tough product to market because not only is it a bucket of whipped grease, someone had the audacity to call it crock. You think this is butter? It's crock.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at dtsweightlosscenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health Radio Show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.
I was
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're talking today about blood work, the blueprint to your health. And Dr. Prather, you talked about the Prather profile, which we do here. And by the way, insurance does cover it. Mm-hmm. It's covered very well, which is nice, you know, for the patient.
Yeah, the patients really have very little out-of-pocket expense with the blood work. Insurance companies don't like it if you don't get your annual blood test.
Mm-hmm.
Because the insurance companies know that if you can keep up on that type of thing, see what things are coming up, that prevention's a whole lot cheaper than getting to the point of a crisis.
Right.
So, you know, as you're doing this, this is being a responsible individual. It's just like you take your car in for checks.
Mm-hmm. They put it on the computer.
Right. You have to have certain times that you change your oil, and, you know, that's just a standard type of thing. And you know, I had one wife who dragged her husband in and hadn't been in to see a doctor for 5 years. And, you know, he was talking about that. And I says, well, how are you at maintaining your car?
Mm-hmm.
He says, oh, you know, excellent. You know, his wife says, yeah, he's ridiculous about it. And I says, well, are you more important than your car?
What does wife say?
Very good question. But, you know, if you're not around, you're not going to be able to make car payments. And that car has a certain amount of time you're going to get rid of.
Right.
You can't trade yourself in for a new body. You know, that just doesn't happen. You're stuck
not
with what you got.
Not this side of heaven.
Right. You know, if your car goes bad, you know, it's like, but you keep on going and you get a new car.
Right.
Well, if your body goes bad, it's like, I can't get a new body. I'm done.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, taking care of your body should be even more important than taking care of your car. That's just, you know, we maintain our house, we maintain our yard, mm-hmm. we maintain our automobiles, we maintain our clothes, you know, we wash them and take care of them.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, our body is our one and only.
Right.
And we're kind of attached to it. And so let's take care of our body.
Right. I mean, I remember the last time I went to take my car in, and they give you a whole diagnostic sheet. I mean, it's impressive.
Sure.
Exactly what's going on. And yeah, interesting. So I'll get questions, you know, if I'm talking or a prospective new patient calls. Well, does it cover hormones? Does it check, you know, for hormones? Does it check for this? What are all the things that the Prather profile checks for?
Oh, the Prather profile gives a very thorough picture of what's going on through the system. It covers every organ of the body. It covers every function that the body has. And it covers definitely the endocrine system, which is a very critical part. Now, there are literally thousands and thousands and thousands of tests that you can do.
Right.
So it gives us an indication of where your major problems are and where we need to follow up. Usually I do, you know, if we have a condition that's going on, then we do more thorough lab tests to follow up on that.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, the Prather profile definitely gives us an indication of whether the endocrine system, the hormones, are an issue in someone's life.
Yeah, so if there's one area, you do the whole Prather profile, and then you're treating one area, you might have another blood work down the road, right? But just for that specific area.
Right. Then we concentrate on the lab tests that are critical for that particular area so that we can get more information,
mm-hmm.
make sure that we have everything covered, make sure that we have an answer to why the problem is occurring.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a great little blueprint, but, you know, the blueprint and it's a roadmap that you need to follow down some of the country lanes to find out what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do all the blood tests all at once. But mm-hmm. definitely we get a great idea of where your major problems are and where we need to concentrate.
Yeah. And I hear that a lot from patients. And in our last segment, we'll have a patient talking about how we've helped him get to the root of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
you know, so important that we get, you know, that the blood work helps you zone in. Now, one thing, you know, when you get your labs back, you'll see normal ranges or off to the side. You're looking beyond, right here at the Prather practice, we look beyond those normal ranges.
We look at ranges. The those ranges to the side aren't normals. They don't claim to be normals. Those are just
where...
Why
do they say that?
They don't say that.
Oh, reference ranges.
Reference ranges.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you.
Yeah, people sit there and...
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's reference ranges. And reference ranges means that that's where 50% of the people that they've drawn blood tests on...
50%?
Right. Run from here to here. And you can have... You can actually have... Where 50% of the people, none of the 50% of the people are in range for where they should be. Mm-hmm. So the reference range may not even have the ideal number.
Gotcha.
So what we are looking for is what is the ideal number, and we have established that. Mm-hmm. You know, through many years of different doctors working in functional medicine to establish where what is a optimal blood test mm-hmm. for an individual. And that is not even taught to medical doctors, mm-hmm. you know, what that homeostasis is mm-hmm. in medical school. When you're going through disease care, what they're taught to do is to look at blood tests and identify diseases, not where a healthy individual should fall.
Right.
And there's a very big difference between those. And
so the lab has set up these reference ranges.
The lab...
And is each lab different?
Each lab is actually different, too.
Wow.
So the reference ranges, if you're in a real sick population, those reference ranges can be, you know, off.
Interesting.
You know, even further.
Uh-huh.
So reference ranges has nothing to do with normal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that... Now, they did change the numbers for cholesterol. When I first came out, which kind of shows my age, the reference range for cholesterol was 200 to 300. And right now, that is the reference range for cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they because of pressure from the pharmaceutical company, they lowered those ranges, you know, from... you know, I think it's now like 110 to 200, but that's not the reference range anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's more of a pressure to show up ideal, because when I came out of school, I would sit there and say, well, you know, your cholesterol's at 250, you know, that's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
We need to deal with that, because that's not where it should be. And I would get back, oh, you know, it's in the reference range. I would hear from the medical doctors that that's mm-hmm. in the reference range. You know, it's no big deal. And then, of course, all of a sudden it became a big deal. So our homeostasis values have never changed. Reference ranges change all the time.
So you go by here at the practice homeostasis range.
Homeostasis ranges,
range
yes.
Yeah. Do patients understand that?
Not at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they sit there and they say, well, you know, this is the normal range. I say, no, that's the reference range,
mm-hmm.
which is has nothing to do. I don't even look at that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Very interesting. And I know as you interpret the blood work, you write down for the patients where that
number should be.
Should be.
You know, I always say, you know, we're looking for these liver values to be between 18 and 30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't, because the reference range puts it down almost like to zero, and that's not true. You mm-hmm. know, that's not a good range.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we help people to understand what they're going for. And that's the other thing. You know, our measurements aren't, well, you know, how are you feeling? We get the blood tests back and we tell people how things are going.
Mm-hmm.
So
not just going by how they're feeling.
No, you know, you don't have to, you know, we want to know what your symptoms are, but we don't base our care on your symptoms where base your care on objective findings. Mm-hmm. Evidence-based care is really the way that all healthcare should be going. And there's nothing more evidence-based than functional and structure medicine. Mm-hmm. Because we can measure, we know what the normals are, we know what we're shooting for, we know then where it's off and which direction we should be going. And then we remeasure that and make sure that we're heading in the right direction. And there's no more evidence-based than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
makes total sense.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of changes have you seen in blood work?
Oh, we see changes all the time. I mean, people my nurse practitioners and my medical doctor are just amazed that we're able to change the blood work that you know.
And quickly.
Matter of fact, glomerular filtration rate, which is a very difficult type of thing to change, and that usually you don't see medically disease care. They really don't change that very well at all. And they were amazed that we were able to make the kind of changes that are necessary. A good glomerular filtration rate should be about 85. And once you start getting into 25, I mean, you're starting to go into kidney failure. So we've taken people in 20, 25, and then brought them up to 60s and 70s,
mm-hmm.
and then maintained them at that level.
And it's great because you reevaluate and they can see the changes.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've constantly getting different types of things and you know, that are off and then bring them back into normal. Endocrine system is probably one of the more difficult things. But, you know, when people are coming in with hormone problems, especially women, because there's much more of a stressor on females than there are on men on their hormones, getting those balanced out just makes dramatic difference on how they feel and how things are going and how they heal and all those things. It's remarkable. Not only does it change, their complaints, but just even their outlook on life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, depression, anxiety, all of those things have root in the physiology.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can get those things changed, then that makes a huge difference.
Great. Well, up next, we'll be talking to a patient, Tom, here at the Prather Practice, and how the Prather Practice helped him get to the root of the problem in his health.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What is ECP therapy?
ECP stands for external counterpulsation therapy. And just to put it into a nutshell, ECP is an aerobic exercise machine. Now, you sit there and say, well, why do you need an aerobic mm-hmm. exercise machine? It is the number one treatment for cardiovascular disease. If you look at the research and want to find out, well, how do I fix my cardiovascular disease, you know, whatever it might be, always within the scientific literature, aerobic exercise is one of the most proven, most effective means of reversing cardiovascular disease. So, but the problem is I have people who I sit there and I look at them and I say, well, you know, what do I do about this problem that I have, Doc? And I said, well, go out and run 5 miles, you know, every day. And of course, they all laugh because you know, it took every effort that they had from going to the waiting room into the exam room,
right.
And they're out of breath. So that didn't work. So what was actually done was develop a machine that actually simulates the effects on the body of aerobic exercise, and that's where ECP comes in. And what occurs with ECP is that there's actually a second heart kind of put into the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the outside, but as the heart goes into relaxation, that's when it actually gets its blood. So what we do is we actually have blood pressure cuffs around the legs. It presses on the legs, and we get a huge amount of blood that goes back up to the heart. And the heart is very regenerative, and you get about 10 times as much oxygen with this particular type of treatment than what you normally would. And you get a regeneration of the heart. You also get a cleaning out of the arteries. And you actually get a huge amount of changes in the whole physiology of the body. So all the benefits of aerobic exercise are actually found in ECP, which are absolutely the number one way that you can be able to reverse cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and many other problems.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, I want to thank Tom for being here today. And Tom wants to share his story. Tom, what brought you into The Prather Practice initially?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me to speak about The Prather Practice. I was referred to Prather from a colleague of mine. And I described a situation where I was actually seeing multiple specialists. So I was going to my GP, a chiropractor, a muscle activation therapist, and I also did acupuncture. And what I found was that people were fixing the problem, but they weren't getting to the root cause.
Mm.
So he suggested that I, you know, give Mr. Prather some consideration because it's more integrated approach here, mm-hmm. and see what we could do.
Wonderful. So it sounded like you were going to four or five different specialists at different places.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The irony is that, you know, when I think about a GP, it's just a generalist. So we're not getting to the root cause. We're only, you know, dealing with the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Muscle activation therapy was, you know, great therapy, but it really wasn't getting to the root cause. So I kept marching through this process.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very curious about the body, kind of the science and the art and the technology behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't finding out what the real root causes were.
Interesting. So you came to the Prather Practice mm-hmm. on a referral from your colleague. Then what happened? Were you, talk a little bit about that and your experience
sure.
here.
I actually had some work done, some blood work done, and given some of the challenges I have with regard to like my calcium scores.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dr. Prather kind of started with my blood work and then identified some issues. So he gave me a plan and a recommendation, and it was more of an integrated approach.
Mm-hmm.
So we did both chiropractic, we did physical therapy, massage therapy, and then acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
So I literally come from like an hour to an hour and a half, and I get through all of this process at the same time,
mm-hmm.
and it's been really excellent.
So you come to one place.
Yeah, single point of contact.
Uh-huh.
And again, because people have my knowledge of my condition, they're able to kind of work together and coordinate,
mm-hmm.
so they're able to focus on what my particular needs are.
Do you see the collaboration amongst the providers here at the Prather Practice?
Yeah, the professional staff is really excellent, and the service has been outstanding, and
mm-hmm.
the fact that they communicate with one another and are very knowledgeable about, again, my particular situation, as are most other patients,
mm-hmm.
I find to be very helpful, so we can kind of do more targeted therapies.
Mm-hmm. So you said you got blood work
right.
as a diagnostic. And that was able to, you were able to find out a lot what's going on physiologically. Correct?
Yeah, what was interesting is that my mm-hmm. GP and my other physician that I had seen who actually did the blood work didn't come back with recommendations like Dr. Prather did.
Mm-hmm.
So they looked at it and said, you know, there's some mild, you know, lifestyle changes you should make or consider, versus Dr. Prather found some very interesting things as he kind of went through time.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here for about, off and on, about 2 months, 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we did some additional blood work. We also did some hair analysis. So through that, we found out there was some toxicity in my system, which is causing the problems that I was experiencing in some of my muscular challenges.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. So you did the blood work, the hair analysis. You said in your previous treatment, with your GP and that no one was getting to the root cause.
Right.
Do you feel like here at the Prather practice you're getting to the root cause?
Absolutely. I mean, more so every time I come back in as I'm learning more about what the issues and challenges are, but really what's underlying it. Mm-hmm. And I think Dr. Prather's knowledge, breadth and depth of information has been, for me personally, outstanding. Mm-hmm. So even I brought my supplements in, and so you have a process here. You can evaluate my supplements through a massive database that you've got. Mm-hmm. So I've always done my own self-study, my own self-research. Mm-hmm. And what I found was about a third of the supplements I was taking were not compatible with my system.
Interesting. So you were trying to do it on your own through right. research, and a third of them were not compatible.
And I would highly recommend to anybody that, again, people who take either vitamins or mm-hmm. herbs, you know, use a process like this at the Prather practice to know what the real benefits are or mm-hmm. what could be a conflict inside your own system.
Wonderful. So what's been your experience? You've been coming 6 weeks.
Right.
You're also doing the external counterpulsation therapy or ECP
yes.
treatment
mm-hmm.
for the heart. What has been your experience?
So what I came in for was with regard to like an issue I have with my shoulder and my lower back.
Mm-hmm.
So I work out a lot and I stress myself. And so I can tell you today, 6 weeks later, no issues with my shoulder, no issues with my back.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've started on my ECP process and I've had all my vitamins actually looked at through the system that you deploy here.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm more in better balance. So the energy is better,
mm-hmm.
the activity is better, and the pain is less. And we're early stages in the ECP, but I really look forward to the outcome of that.
Great. So that's helped you work out. You're able to get back to working out.
Yeah. More of the, again, the energy and the cardiovascular type activity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like has really improved, and I do a lot of weightlifting. So
mm-hmm.
combined, is like I want to get back to my original lifestyle, and I feel like I'm back on the path.
That is wonderful. Wonderful news. And in such a short time.
Exactly.
You're seeing results. And I think that's when you can get to the, you know, the underlying. You know, that's why the blood work is so important. It's like a blueprint to the health.
Absolutely.
Health.
And what I like about, again, Dr. Prather mm-hmm. is that he doesn't just sit idle and just accept whatever the information is. He challenges the information. I think physically he just looks at, you know, the mm-hmm. patient's body structure, then understands the science behind mm-hmm. it, then uses the blood work to kind of give him a map mm-hmm. of how to treat the patient.
And it's been nice you're using both the structure and functional part of
correct.
Medicine. Was that your intent when you came here initially?
Actually, I didn't know, quite frankly, uh-huh. but I thought there was a single point of contact to having all the capabilities under one roof.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's incredibly efficient, you know, personally. I mean, it's just in a little bit of a selfish way. It's very
well,
efficient.
You're a busy man, very successful businessman and busy, so you need to be working at your optimum
right.
level.
And to have, again, a qualified staff that is all communicating and connected to one another.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, you can walk out of chiropractic, go into physical therapy, and they know exactly what they're working on.
Mm-hmm.
I hit massage, and I go to the pinpoint massage therapy. Then I can do acupuncture. So to me, the benefits are enormous to be all integrated like that.
Yeah, wonderful.
It's a lot of focus.
Good. So if there's someone out there listening that's been thinking about coming in or had some issues that you've shared, how would you encourage them?
You know, I would say that, I think most people have a GP, a general physician, and
mm-hmm.
I think maybe many times we go into our physicians and we, you know, kind of submit ourselves to whatever he or she would say about whatever the issues are or the results are.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're not getting is really what is the fundamental underlying cause.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me to get the treatment of the cause and fix that cause is really the biggest benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So in my particular case, I started with a higher calcium score from a heart examination.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in supposedly great physical health. And my GP told me there was no way to reverse the calcium score.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't accept it. So I started to do my own research. And I talked to this colleague of mine where he suggested Dr. Prather. And Dr. Prather said, absolutely, we can go ahead and recourse that. So,
mm-hmm. Right. There's always hope.
There is.
Mm-hmm.
But behind the hope is science.
Right.
And Right. Again, what I like about his approach is he always asks questions. He's
mm-hmm.
very inquisitive,
mm-hmm.
and it's helpful for me because he teaches me about my own body.
Right. And it's not like, okay, here's your blood work, change your lifestyle.
Right.
You know, here's your blood work, you get a copy of your blood work, you're explained what's going on, and they're not just looking at those levels, but looking
right.
beyond those levels.
I'd say that, and then like new information for me was the metal testing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd garnered to say that, you know, 90% of the people walking around the general population don't have any idea on the metal side of what's in their body. I had none. I had technically no symptoms. And now I've got three or four metals that have been identified in my system that we're working on as a result. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, probably one or two of them could have led to some serious health issues.
Right.
So we got it early.
Right. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's good news.
Right. It's wonderful. Well, thank you, Tom, for sharing. And I know it'll encourage many people out there.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.